New concerns about a sedentary lifestyle. Japanese researchers have found that extended periods of watching television, say 2 to 5 hours a day, increases the risk of a deadly blood clot forming by 70%. Dr. Gary Raskob is the dean of the College of Public Health at the University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center. He's one of the nation's leading experts on thrombosis. He says the key to health is to keep moving.
The best approach would be to move and to interrupt prolonged periods of sitting. So all of us are going to be sitting or lying down at periods of time, but it's the prolonged immobility that creates the risk. And so when you move those leg muscles, it promotes the flow of blood back from the veins in the legs towards the heart and keeps the circulation moving, prevents those clots.
If you're generally an active person, are you at risk as well, given the long period that you might be sitting, whether you're on an airplane or in front of the TV?
Interestingly, the study did adjust for physical activity levels and seemed to show that independent of the activity that you have, these prolonged periods of immobility were associated with the risk.
What are the major factors for this condition? What brings this on beyond an extended period of inactivity?
So the condition, first of all, is called venous thromboembolism, or VTE. It consists of two elements, the development of blood clots in the deep veins of the legs. We call that deep vein thrombosis. Those can move and travel in the circulation and lodge in the lungs. That's what can be fatal. That's known as pulmonary embolism. The risk factors for developing this condition are hospitalization, surgery, cancer, genetic predisposition to these condition, and then prolonged immobility, as we've seen here, which is either, as you've indicated, in the television situation or long travel.
It is stunning when you look at some of the numbers for this. VTE killing more people each year than breast and prostate cancer, motor vehicle crashes, and AIDS combined. That's stunning. Why do you think this gets far less attention than many of these other health issues?
That's an excellent point, and it does get less attention, and it cuts across virtually all medical specialties, whether medicine specialists, heart specialists, lung specialists, blood specialists, or surgical specialists. All of them see it, but there hasn't been, I think, a medical specialty that has grabbed onto this and said, we're going to take this and really move it and advance it in terms of public awareness. The tragedy of the deaths that occur from venous thromboembolism is most of them are preventable.
When you say it is mostly preventable, what are the things that you need to do to make sure it doesn't happen to you?
Yeah. If you're over 60 years of age and you're admitted to hospital, if you're over 40 years of age and you're having surgery, any kind of surgery, ask, what is my risk? Should I receive prevention of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism? The reason that's crucial is many of the deaths that occur from pulmonary embolism, the initial presenting sign is sudden death. So we don't have a chance to diagnose and treat the condition. We have to prevent it from happening. The second part is if you develop symptoms and signs of these conditions, pain, tenderness, swelling, redness of the leg, it could be many, many different things, most of which are not life-threatening, but it could be a blood clot, which is life-threatening. Don't delay. Don't wait. Go see your doctor. Go get medical care promptly.
Dr. Gary Raskob from the University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center. Today has been designated World Thrombosis Day, and to learn more about preventing fatal blood clots, go to worldthrombosisday.org.